SAFM values your views. Be an active citizen.
It's 7 minutes before 4 o'clock. We're in conversation next with the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi. The Department of Home Affairs has recently updated its critical skills list. These skills fall under the Immigration Act number 13 of 2002. The Act aims to regulate the entry of individuals into their stay in and their exit from the Republic, as well as matters related to it. Adding to the list from February 2022, dozens of new skills have been included. The expansion now encompasses specialist medical practitioners as well. Minister, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So what is it about this particular list that makes it different to the one that was announced earlier on this year?
Good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you very much. No, the difference is if you look at the list that was announced early this year, it ends with 101 occupations. This one goes beyond 140. But what we have added are specialists in various areas of the medical profession, specialist doctors, but also specialist nurses in various areas of specialization in nursing. Because if you check at both lists, we don't have both nursing, nurses and doctors, ordinary. When I say ordinary, I mean, for instance, in doctors, I mean a person like myself, who is a generalist. They are no longer in the scarcity list because we are no longer having a shortage. So what we have added are specialists like neurologists, cardiologists, psychiatrists. In nursing, we have done the same thing. We have added nurses that specialize in theater technique, high care, critical care, psychiatry.
So does this mean that, for instance, when it comes to those registered nurses, that we really have a shortage of it? And how do we compare that to the argument that's been made by unions such as DENOSA, that actually we have a number of nurses that are unemployed? What is it about those nurses that make them different to what's on this critical list scale?
They are specialists, Aldrin. Mm-hmm. They specialize all over the world. Including South Africa, there is a dire shortage of, for instance, nurses that specialize in theater technique. These are not ordinary nurses. And one of the problems is many of them, because they know their skills are rare, don't want to get employed by anybody. They sit with nursing agencies and wait for somebody who needs at a particular time at a premium price. So it is a shortage. Most of the nurses who are recruited in countries like England are that category of nurses because there's a great shortage of them. Yes, we did not put general nurses because that's where there's a great supply and many of them are unemployed. And yes, we agree with the nursing unions like DENOSA on that score. There is a large number. You are aware that some of them went to train as bursary holders and some provinces have to release them from contractual obligations on their bursaries. So the ones we have put there, and I think there are about four or five specialties. They are highly specialized nurses who are in short supply.
Mm-hmm. So I'm also asking this, Minister. I know that you're not the Minister of Health right now, but from your previous position as the Minister of Health, I'm sure this issue was identified even back then. Was there strategy that Cabinet had spoken of that says that how do we deal with these critical skills when it comes to especially specialist nurses?
Well, look, yes, it was discussed, but what we have been able to resolve was the undergraduates in both nursing and doctors. We've produced enough now because it's very easy. Producing specialists is not a very easy thing, Audrey. It's been tried, yes, they are being produced, but not in large numbers because it's not easy. Take, for instance, a medical specialist. For you to study medicine until you become a medical specialist, it takes 13 full years for us to say, yes, now you are a specialist. So it's not something that takes place within a very short space of time.
Yeah. Okay. And just a final one, Minister, in relation to current affairs and looking at all of the community uproars in relation to illegal miners, or amazamazama as they call them, illegal artisanal miners. What's the department's strategy around dealing with that?
Well, Aldrin, you may remember that at the beginning of this year, after there have been problems, especially in the trucking company, we went to Parliament and announced that in our annual performance plan, the Department of Home Affairs was doing 250 operations per annum, meaning revisiting factories, visiting areas where we're looking for people who are hired illegally or who are illegal migrants. We've been doing that. Now, we said we are doubling that effort this year because it looks like there are problems. So the department has already been doing that work of going all over. It's only that, unfortunately, at the time these uprisings happened, they've not yet reached West Rand. They were, for instance, in Sidibeng, around Ferienering, where I went earlier last year, and people complained bitterly about what they call illegal migrants from Lesotho who were stripping their substation. So I came back here and called my officials to start work there. So yes, we have started, but obviously it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that work, Minister, without having communities then take matters into their own hands, because they're not even trained in the field of understanding what documentation is needed for people to actually be considered legally in the country?
Well, that's why it must be done by the state. Our weakness, which we concede, Aldrin, is that the immigration inspectors are very few in the country. And it started about 2015 when Treasury instructed that the compensation for employees account is heating up. So when people were leaving by natural attrition, they were not replaced and the shortage became worse. We went to make a presentation to Treasury that much as they want to stabilize the fiscus, but it can't be stabilized at the expense of service delivery. So this year, they gave us money to hire at least 250 extra immigration inspectors. We are in the process of doing so in order to accelerate the work.
Thank you so much for your time. That is the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi. It's 4 o'clock, time for the news.